Well, if you were listening to RN Breakfast on Friday, we were broadcasting from Morwell, and we ended the show with a couple of young local folk musicians.
You might think it's happening to only them, and they've robbed their lies. Treating people inhumanely, one way we to get dehumanized. If we can't look at them and see ourselves, then open up our eyes.
That's Bo Atkinson, a local Morwell muso, with a song he wrote himself called Humanize, inspired by the refugee crisis. Well, that song has inspired us to take a look at the broader genre of Australian folk music. And Double J's Kaz Tran has compiled a playlist for this week. She joins us from our Melbourne studios. Hi, Kaz.
Hi, Fran. How are you going?
I'm going well. Folk music in Australia, it dates way back, of course, to the songs written and sung by the Anglo-Irish convicts and the people who worked the land. If we fast forward to today, there's plenty of folk festivals going on around the country, which suggest it's still very relevant. How has the genre evolved through time?
It's pretty incredible how it's managed to stay relevant, especially reflected in those folk festivals you make mention of, Fran, Woodford Folk, Port Fairy, Blues Fest, WOMAD as well. But I think it's really just maintained its relevance because it's so malleable, I think, as a genre. Lots of, we all love stories. So stories and telling stories of the people in the land, Australian history. But as Bo has illustrated for us as well, it's also been a very popular form for activism and getting message out. So it has evolved through the 60s and 70s as well, I think, with a new wave of migrants coming through. So, you know, the genre has adapted there in the 80s. I think a lot of Australian rock bands were adapting folk stories into their rock music, like Cold Chisel, Paul Kelly, Midnight Oil, and loads of Indigenous musicians like Kev Carmody and Archie Roach as well. So I just think it's just one of those forms that, you know, stories can be told in. They can unravel in a very relatable way.
Indeed. And you've picked songs for us for all week. Today you've chosen an all-girl formation from New South Wales. I think you've chosen them for their name because it's fabulous. All our exes live in Texas. And they formed just a few years ago, but they've had a pretty impressive career so far, touring in the US, the UK. What
Absolutely.
Is it about them?
Well, so much. They've got so much going on. First of all, the very funny band name, so it captures your attention. They actually Googled bad country song titles and this one came up. So they named themselves after a George Strait song who he carries the title of King of Country's big name in American country music. But these four women are four individual singer-songwriters. So, you know, they've got strong established careers already and skills. They've come together. Their harmonies together are just has brought people's ears and attention to them. It's really those harmonies, but also the usage of instruments, traditional instruments like the mandolin, ukulele, accordion, guitar, but with very modern arrangements.
Great.
And they're also very funny ladies.
Let's hear them. What are we playing? What are we listening to today?
This is a bittersweet tune where you'll get to hear those aforementioned gorgeous harmonies. This one's called Tell Me, Fran.
Thanks very much, Kaz.
I said I missed you. Said I watched your sister on the TV, it was weird. I said I loved you, you said nothing, and your silence confirmed my fears. I said I'm still angry, you said there was nothing you could do, you just have to wait. I said that's not true, you have control, but just don't want to tempt fate. So why don't you tell me you torture in myself. I've been playing since before you came, so don't flatter yourself. Don't flatter yourself.
Oh, they're good, aren't they?
Why don't you tell me you don't love me anymore?
Got me. Everyone's loving them here in the breakfast team. All our exes live in Texas. One of the team members been to see them, reckon they're fantastic. They all play soccer, apparently, football. And anyway, they can sing and play. And thanks to Kaz Tran for our lineup for this week. Kaz from Double J, of course, hosts Classic Album of the Week and the podcast Don't Look Back. And all week, we'll be bringing you some Australian folk music. If you think we have a long, proud tradition, if you think about Archie Roach, Paul Kelly, Goanna Band even, folk rock, Red Gum, there's much of it. We'll see what Kaz Tran's picks are through the week. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 29 minutes to 9.